Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, hour number two, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. I'm Clay Travis, he is Buck Sexton, and we are beginning another week trying to bring sanity in an insane world. And just to let you know, by the way, Jake Beckett, who is running for the Senate in Arkansas, is going to join us here at the bottom of the hour. And then in the third hour, J.D. Vance, who is the nominee for the Republicans in the Senate race in Ohio, will be with us. Two young guys seeking to advance the United States Senate on behalf of the Republican Party. But I want to start, Buck, with obviously violence that is sweeping across the nation, crystallized for many in what happened over the weekend in the LA area with the shooting at a predominantly Asian church, in Milwaukee, where 20 people were shot outside of the Celtics-Bucks game, and certainly with the shooting that took place in Buffalo over the weekend, the larger culture of violence continues to spread. And the White House does not seem to really have an answer for this culture of violence. Joe Biden is going to travel to Buffalo tomorrow, and I think we all know what he will say, but he still has never been, to my knowledge, Buck, to Waukesha, to address all of those people who lost their families at a Christmas parade as part of a racist attack. To my knowledge, he has not been to New York City to discuss the racist attack in the subway shooting that took place there. And what Buck and I certainly want is for everybody who's white, black, Asian, and Hispanic to listen to us and to recognize that many of the people who are using Buffalo to try to divide us totally ignored what happened in Waukesha and in New York City. And what we do on this show is call balls and strikes fairly and say this truthfully, which is we have a massive crime problem, and it is overwhelmingly impacting white, black, Asian, and Hispanic parents, grandparents, everywhere. And the media, by and large, is not making things better. And I saw this tweet from Larry Elder, who recently ran for governor in California. And he pointed this out, the New York Times headlines, in the way that the Waukesha attack was covered versus the way that the Buffalo attack was covered. And he said, on November 21st, 21, black man drives through Waukesha Christmas parade, kills six, injures 62. Facebook post praised Hitler, supported BLM, and called for violence against whites. May 14, 2022. White man in, I'm reading Larry Elder's tweet. White man in a Buffalo supermarket shoots and kills 10, injures 3, posted racist manifesto. Both of these attacks are vile, heinous, and do not represent what good Americans of all backgrounds, stripes, persuasions believe in. Both of these men should go to jail for the rest of their lives. But look at the way the New York Times covered this. New York Times headline: 5 dead in Wisconsin after driver plows SUV into holiday parade. Officials said dozens of people were struck after the vehicle sped down the street during the Christmas parade. That's the opening. New York Times coverage of the Buffalo shooting. Headline, gunman kills 10 at Buffalo supermarket in racist attack. President Biden called for a thorough investigation and said there was no harbor for hate-filled domestic terrorism. The 18-year-old white gunman who pleaded not guilty left behind a manifesto. So, black guy, racist attack, not even race mentioned in the New York Times. White guy, it's a racist attack, it's domestic terrorism. Joe Biden has to make a trip to Buffalo to speak out against this violence. Most Americans, almost every one of them, condemns violence, whether it's committed by white, black, Asian, or Hispanic people. The Biden White House, Buck, overwhelmingly attacks anything that a white person that does is illegal or violent while ignoring almost everything else. Biden didn't have time, he said, to make the trip to Waukesha. It was too much logistics for him to make that trip. Still hasn't been. He didn't go to New York City after the shooting there because they know what the president has, Buck, is the bully pulpit, and the media will follow and report whatever he says. They want to send the message of division that this racist attack in Buffalo is emblematic of larger cultural issues, that Fox News is to blame, that Donald Trump is to blame. But when the victims are of a different race, when the criminal is of a different race, they just pretend it doesn't exist.
Not that I think that people should spend time reading the manifesto of the shooter, but because he's a crazy person and he's an evil person. But I think that for some of us in the media, it's important to have an understanding of what the actual ideology is. This guy describes himself at different times as a communist, as a socialist, as a green enviro fascist. He trashes Republicans. He trashes Democrats. I mean, he's a lunatic. But notice that the difference here, the way the media frames a narrative, is always when someone who is evil, but there's a racial angle like this, not when it's a different racial angle, but when the racial angle is a white supremacist terrorist shooter, that is somehow tied to the entire Republican Party right away. And yep. They don't even hide it. I mean, they write articles saying this is the entire GOP. I mean, there are 330 million people in America. This is one evil psychopath that every member of our audience would have drawn down and taken him down if they had had the chance, as I know that brave former officer tried to. Any one of us would, it feels horrible about what happened, would have, if we had the opportunity, stepped in, risked life and limb to protect those folks in Buffalo. But the immediate Democrat response is that this is the entire Republican Party, and they're all to blame for this. It's gross. It's dishonest, and it actually makes it harder for us to get closer to some. By the way, I worked in counterterrorism. I can tell everybody, you're never going to stop all of this. So yep. Anybody who tells you that they have a solution is lying. You're never going to prevent every sadist psychopath from deciding they're going to go, whether it's with a car or a gun or a bomb. There will be ways, unfortunately. We live in a world where there is evil. So you have to, I think, start from that premise. But you also see the Democrats in a moment here where I think they're really desperate for some sense of a moral high ground, especially as on a completely different issue. But there is this abortion all 9 months of a pregnancy is fine from a lot of prominent Democrats. And so they're recognizing a lot of people find that revolting. I mean, find that to be the advocacy of infanticide. So when there's an incident, when there's a mass shooting that aligns with the narrative they want to tell, it's an opportunity to say, see, the entire Republican Party is devoted to or is rooted in a white supremacist ideal. They're all guilty. There's collective guilt for the entire Republican Party. The Democrats are the good guys. And that's why it doesn't matter how stupid the arguments are. It doesn't matter how absurd their claims that this is, you know, this commentator or that commentator or Fox News is the problem or, you know, you and I are the problem. It doesn't matter, Clay. Yeah. They just want to tell themselves a story where the Democrats are the good guys and everybody else who doesn't agree with them are the bad guys. And that's the prism that they run an evil mass shooting like this through. Others, of course, they just ignore the shooting and don't even talk about it anymore.
Yeah, and we want to be clear. We want white, black, Asian, Hispanic people of all different backgrounds to listen to this show because ultimately what we are selling is American exceptionalism and your own individual abilities to excel. No matter what your background is, we got kids who listen, Buck. I tell my kids this all the time. Every kid should be hearing it. First of all, you can accomplish anything. Let's be honest. But three things I always like to just emphasize. And if I were running for president, this is to be my platform, Buck. Graduate from high school, get married, don't have a kid till you're 25. You do those three things. Your poverty rate in America is zero. No matter where you start, can't guarantee you're going to be rich. It's hard. Got to get lucky. But if you graduate high school, if you get married, and if you don't have a kid until you're 25 years old, regardless of where you start, you will not be poor. Every kid can accomplish that. And what I get so frustrated by, Buck, is the Democrat Party sells the idea now that you are a victim and you can never succeed because America's a fundamentally awful place. And they constantly sell that narrative, and it's intentional. And when Joe Biden makes the decision to go to Buffalo, he's going to take the entire White House press corps with him, and we know what the stories are going to be on Wednesday. By the way, Joe Biden still hasn't been to the border. Joe Biden still has never been to Waukesha. Joe Biden has ignored many of the issues that he has created in his time. What he should say is, look, this is an awful, heinous act. This person deserves to go to jail for the rest of their lives. We need more police on the streets. We were wrong. In the wake of George Floyd, we argued that police were the bad guys in the Democrat Party. We argued that we need to defund them. We are reaping the results of that, and we need more police officers to help stop events like these.
That might,
so we should say.
I mean, that might actually have the effect of preventing, and it does prevent some, if you look at some mass shooting incidents where it is dealt with early on enough that there isn't a mass casualty event that comes from it. There was an attempted mass shooting, but there's also the early warning detection component of this, which would come into play with this individual. I'm all for, let's have a conversation if we want to about how this can, and there are people that I'm sure are going to say also conceal carry. The shooter who went to this place, in his manifesto also stated he knew that they would all be unarmed.
Yeah.
He knew that he was going into a place where basically no, but now there was a security guard there and people could say, well, that wasn't enough. Yeah, but if there had been two or three people who were able to open up and return fire, which anybody who spent enough time in Texas or Oklahoma or even Florida will tell you, I mean, that's not unusual. You're in a grocery store. There may be a few people who are armed, right? That may have been a difference maker. I'm just saying, it's not easy to stop these acts of evil, and no one should pretend that they have the solution, but having a real conversation about how to do it is absolutely warranted. What the Democrats will do is, it's very similar to what you see with the arguments they're making about completely unrelated things, the argument they're making about the economy and inflation. You know, oh, it's about rich people. It has nothing to do with rich people. Inflation has nothing to do with the rich. On the issue of preventing a mass shooting, they're going to say, oh, we need, we need universal background checks. Would a background check have stopped this individual? No reason to believe that it would have, but we need universal background checks. They also were going after social media initially, Clay, as I'm sure you saw, because Twitch, a live streaming platform, was used to live stream this heinous act. And my understanding is that it was pulled down off of Twitch within a couple of minutes.
Yeah,
a couple of minutes, which is a pretty fast pull-down period. If you're going to have live streaming platforms, evil people are going to be able to live because it's live, right? There's no algorithm that's going to stop somebody from saying or doing something horrible. You can pull it down, you can end it. But the way the politicians immediately jump to, well, we need more gun control, we need more control over social media platforms, maybe we need to, you know, look more at Elon Musk's control of Twitter. They just use this as a club, as a cudgel, against anybody that disagrees with them on any political issue, because do what we say in the aftermath of this tragedy, they tell you, or you're racist, or you're somehow
complicit.
Involved in this mentality. Yeah. You're somehow complicit. It is slander. It destroys any serious conversation. And it's because they are emotionally unhinged, the people making this argument in public, and intellectually they're unserious. And that's just where we are on this issue. Now, I wish I could say otherwise, but until they come around, until they do what you say needs to be done, what we've been talking about here, backing police, having serious conversations about what more effective measures would be for this, and also understand that you're not going to stop all of these. It's not possible. then we can finally actually get somewhere. But for in the meantime, they're just going to Biden's going to politicize this. He's awful about that, by the way. People pretend Biden's nice. No, he's not. Think about some of the statements Biden's made in the past. I mean, the comments that Biden's made about Republicans are horrific. He's also the guy who wanted people to get fired for not getting the vaccine.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Biden's not a nice guy. We'll come back to this, though, friends. Look, there's strength in numbers. That's been proven time and again. AMAC's actions on your behalf are proof of that. There's a fair number of you in this audience that are members of AMAC already, the Association of Mature American Citizens. This organization speaks up on behalf of their membership in addition to providing so many discounts on so many items and services you use every day. AMAC works tirelessly to push back against the left. Their strong conservative voice on Capitol Hill advocates your position and speaks up and out against the liberal voices who see our nation's direction very differently than your own vision. AMAC promises to remain steadfast to the midterms and beyond on your behalf. AMAC also offers members exclusive benefits and a great magazine. Stand with AMAC and us by joining at amac.us/freedom. That's amac.us/freedom. Join AMAC today. Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Still going strong. Sorry if my voice is a little hoarse. Apparently had too much fun in Chicago and have a little bit of a hoarse voice today. We have just seen the map, the latest congressional redistricting map for the state of New York, where I am. And I think this is really interesting. Clay and I have been going back and forth on this one. It's a draft map of congressional districts that has dropped, but it's the first real look at what's going to happen here by the intervention of a court-appointed special master. So a special master has been appointed to decide what the congressional districts for the state of New York will be. And the map is very different from what Democrats wanted it to be. The Democrats were hoping, Clay, that they would probably get to of the 26 congressional seats. So obviously New York's a big population state, a lot of congressional seats at play. Of the 26 seats, Democrats thought if they went the full gerrymander, right? And our friend Jerry of Gerrymander, he's from, what was it? We found Boston, not Baltimore. Wasn't that it? What was it?
I said Maryland. Yeah, he was actually from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. There we go. Massachusetts, not Maryland. But the Democrats are hoping for a 22. This new map says that indicates, if it becomes the actual congressional map, that it could be more like 15 to 11 or 16 to 10 based on the current polls. Huge difference. This is Dave Wasserman analyzing the numbers here over, I guess it's the New York Post. And Clay also, this is my favorite one. Jerry Nadler may have to square off against Carolyn Maloney, my former congresswoman when I grew up in New York. So that would be quite, those are two Democrat congressional heavyweights.
No, I mean, this is seismic when you talk about what's going to happen in the House of Representatives race. There's only five seats that could flip the difference. New York alone, Buck, the draft version that New York tried to get through would have given them a 22-4 lead. And now it could be down to 15-11. There are six competitive districts. And given how favorable these 2022 trend lines are right now, I would think Republicans would be favored to at least split in the six competitive districts, if not do better. And this is massive, right? Because you are going back to the numbers are out there where you could have a 2010, a 1994-like red surge. And if that ends up happening, there's not really going to be any protective walls that have been able to be created so much from redistricting. New York was one of the bulwarks that they were trying to get through, as you well know. And it's now fallen because the Democrats tried to gerrymander it to too much of an extent. And I'd like to apologize to everyone in Massachusetts for getting that wrong. Elbridge Gerry, Massachusetts is where we get gerrymander from. So we got that fixed up. I want to tell you all about how to save a lot of money. If you own a business and employ five or more employees and manage to survive COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of $26,000 per employee. Not a loan, no payback, a refund of the taxes you paid. Challenge getting your hands on it. How do you go through the red tape, get your business the refund money? Well, you go to GetRefunds.com. They're tax attorney specialist in a little-known payroll tax refund program. Their average client gets back $400,000. GetRefunds.com has helped 10,000 companies receive over $1 billion in cash rebates. They can help yours too. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. GetRefunds.com, no risk, high reward, GetRefunds.com. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are joined now by Arkansas Senate candidate in the Republican primary, Jake Beckett. Jake, I know that the Arkansas primary is coming up soon, and there's all sorts of craziness, including the fact that they have misspelled your name on the ballot. Tell us the latest on what's going on in Arkansas.
Well, it's worse than that, Clay. It's not just a misspelled name. It's not a typo. It's the wrong name. So just to set the table for you, so on last Monday, May the 9th, the first day of early voting here in Arkansas, we started getting these frantic phone calls and text messages and social media DMs and screenshots from outraged voters in multiple counties in Arkansas because they saw in our screenshots confirmed that my name was wrong on ballots in multiple Arkansas counties. it said Jack Beckett instead of Jake Beckett. So, you know, we immediately sprang into action, and we called some of the election coordinators in these various counties to see what was going on. And we expected them to be surprised. Oh, my gosh, let's fix these ballots. No, they were expecting our call. They knew these ballots were going to be wrong, erroneous, for 3 weeks. So in violation of Arkansas state law, they covered it up. They didn't tell anyone. They didn't notify me, the media, my opponents, and most importantly, the voting public, until we confronted them. So they thought that they could just, you know, sweep this under the rug, kind of slap me around like a typical Arkansas rhino. But no, that's not how I do business. I filed a lawsuit. I drug all these defendants into court. And then, you know, voila, they started changing these voting machines within 48 hours. They're supposedly correct in one of the counties that they were previously erroneous. We're verifying to see. Another county, you know, they couldn't be bothered to show up in court. They claim via email correspondence that they'll be fixed early this week. But we're hearing reports. You know, I was speaking in another part of Arkansas yesterday at a college commencement, and I heard from voters in other Arkansas counties who said, my name said Jack instead of Jake. So we're going to get to the bottom of this. We are not letting this investigation go because, you know, unlike a lot of Republicans in Arkansas, Republican politicians in Arkansas and rhinos across the country who say they're for election integrity, I actually mean it, and I'm going to show the people of Arkansas that I mean business.
Jake, it's Buck. Who are they in this situation? When you said they refused to change it, it seems this is one of these stories where it's hard to believe until you really are told it by the person affected. You know, you read the headline, you say, how can they get the name wrong of a candidate? And as you point out, it's not even like there's just a letter missing. It's actually a name of another person. There's probably some guy out there, Jack Beckett, who's like, hey, I'm doing really well in the write-in campaign, right? I mean, it's crazy. Why are they not? First of all, why do you think they're not changing it right away? And what accountability measures are there?
Well, we're still determining if this was just stupidity, incompetence, laziness, or something more nefarious or malicious. And I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt, because the state secretary of state's office is blaming the counties. The counties are blaming the secretary of state. Of course, no one is taking responsibility. And, you know, I'm sure some of your listeners have seen and heard the recording that my campaign made of one of these original phone conversations with a county election coordinator. And they initially told us, you know, when they, you know, thought that we just would let it go, they told us, hey, you know, we knew about this weeks ago. The voting machine software is controlled out of state by a company in Omaha, Nebraska, so we can't get it changed. You know, sorry, you know, try again next cycle. So really it's, what I see is this is, you know, an effort, you know, either by hook or by crook by the Arkansas Republican establishment to stop me. I mean, I'm primary challenging a longtime Arkansas incumbent U.S. senator. He's been there over 20 years. You know, he's just totally invisible. And I think a lot of these Arkansas rhino politicians, they're threatened by me, quite frankly, because they recognize that I'm not one of these guys who's just going to go along to get along, be part of the Washington Uniparty, you know, just go up there and be invisible. Like, I actually believe what I'm saying. Like, I'm actually an America First candidate. I'm actually going to hold them accountable. And I'll be one of these guys who exposes these rhinos from the right, because these politicians, they claim to hate the left. They really don't hate the left, because the left is a convenient enemy for them. Who they really hate, who they really despise, are the true believers in the Republican Party. Okay, U.S. senators like Rand Paul and Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson. Okay, the people like J.D. Vance and Blake Masters and myself, you know, people like Ron DeSantis, they hate us the most because we show them what real leadership looks like. Like we show the people, their voters, their constituents, the people they're supposedly representing, we show them what's possible. Like, we can have nice things. We don't have to have Mitt Romney's and people like that up and down the ballot in every single election cycle. We don't have to have that. It can be better. So I think that's why they're trying to take me out here in Arkansas. But I don't think it's going to work. I mean, we're surging. We're getting good reports back from early voting. The primary date is May 24th. You know, it's looking like it's going into a runoff between myself and Senator Bozeman. And if it goes to a one-on-one runoff against me and John Bozeman, we are going to win.
Jake, what are you seeing and hearing from people that they care about the most on the ground in Arkansas right now?
So a great example of kind of the dichotomy between the bleeding heart, the beating heart of a grassroots, versus the D.C. establishment is this issue over foreign aid in Ukraine. You know, we're the Senate's about to vote to pass this $40 billion foreign aid program to Ukraine. And look, I've got no love for the Russian Federation, but when I talk to voters on the ground here in Arkansas, okay, they don't care about the territorial sovereignty of, you know, corrupt governments in Eastern Europe. Okay, they care about the territorial sovereignty of our country, of America. We have a wide-open southern border. Okay, we have millions of illegal immigrants coming into this country every single year. Okay, we have in Arkansas, I talked to county sheriffs, and people wouldn't believe the amount of fentanyl that comes into our state right up I-30 through Texarkana up through Little Rock, and that comes straight from Mexico in the U.S.-Mexican border. So, you know, we have a baby formula shortage. I mean, I can't believe I'm actually saying that. But why are we sending $40 billion to Ukraine, okay, into what is essentially the bloodlands of Eastern Europe, when we have young mothers in Arkansas and across this country who are wondering how they're going to feed their babies? So I think that is the disconnect between the voters, the constituents, the people who have boots on the ground, who do the living and dying and working and praying in Arkansas versus their elected leaders in Washington.
JakeBeckett.com if you want to learn more about Jake's run for the Senate in Arkansas. Jake, appreciate you being with us. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, coming back here in a second, folks, we'll be talking to you about, well, let's take some of your calls, actually, 800-282-2882. Since the tragedy of 9/11 some 21 years ago, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families. When a first responder or a military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For truly injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. And now, through Operation Home Base, Tunnel to Towers is gifting compact homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives on line for our country and our communities, need your help. Follow our lead on this, and so many good people in this audience. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
On this program, Clay and I are here to help you cut through the noise, the ulterior motives, to uncover the truths that no one else is going to tell you. That's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are...
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show still rolling on here. Thanks for being with us. And the economy is not doing very well. You've probably noticed that. You feel it all the time. There's a lot of problems in the country right now. A lot of challenges that we have. But there is one thing you can always count on. And that is just when you think that the Vice President, Kamala Harris, has probably said her most wow thing, there'll be a new soundbite. There's always going to be a new soundbite where you will hear yourself saying, did she really say that? After you've listened to it. Here is the Vice President of the United States. This was while she was discussing climate change. And this is to our theory that she's always the student in the class who didn't do the reading but wants to speak anyway and thinks that she's fooling everybody. But she's not actually fooling anybody. Here she is.
That is especially true when it comes to the climate crisis, which is why we will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work operating from the new norms, rules, and agreements that we will convene to work together on to galvanize global action. With that, I thank you all. This is a matter of urgent priority for all of us, and I know we will work on this together.
Wait a second, Clay, I got a question. Do you think she wants us to work on this together?
My favorite part of that entire clip is when she says work and recognizes that she's about to say together again and catches herself, and yet she still managed to say work together five times in 34 seconds. That's a 34-second clip that you guys just heard. How is it possible? I mean this honestly. How is it possible that someone who is this bad at communication is a heartbeat away from the presidency? And how bad is it that someone who is this bad at communication is a heartbeat away from the presidency, and that Joe Biden is still better than her? Is Kamala Harris the only person in America that Joe Biden would be a better president than in the Democrat Party that was in the mix to potentially be their nominee? And I asked this question last night on Fox News, Buck, but it's one we've had fun with before, unfortunately. I can't even name a competent person in the Biden administration who I would say, hey, if I had to draft somebody, because we know Joe Biden's not driving policy or making decisions. If I had to draft somebody in the Biden White House that I think is really competent, even though I might disagree with them, I'm not even sure who I would pick. It really feels like they are doing the equivalent of tanking for the overall number one draft pick, which sports teams sometimes do. Except I don't know what the payout is for the Biden administration.
I think that they've reached a stage now, Clay, where they know they can't even rely on the media the same way they have in the past because they haven't given them enough to work with. So it's just going to get even uglier. Meaning they're going to try to make this about everything other than what it is that has been done for the 2 years. Remember, it's not just Biden. It's Democrat control of the government. The Democrats have been in control for 2 years, and it is a disaster. Everything that they are doing is bad, dumb, or destructive. It is now going on 2 years of this, folks. We have all seen it. There is not a single area, Clay. Were you a debate nerd in high school, too? We're talking about this
before. I was not. Oh, my son, wow, okay. My 14-year-old, is all in on debate, which is great.
Clay had friends and liked to socialize. I was a debate nerd in high school. And I can tell you that, you know, there was always that moment where you go, oh, man, that's actually a good argument, you know, and you had that moment of, ooh, that's going to be a tough one to get around. I never have that with this Biden administration. I mean, if I could, if it was there, if I could make the case, because I always want our all, I always want our audience. I want folks that are listening to us. I don't ever want them to be, you know, at the barbecue or the luncheon or whatever, you know, watching the baseball game with the parents in the stands and not know what the libs are going to say and feel like they're caught off guard by what the argument is here. The arguments that they're making essentially boil down to, hey, inflation's really high. Biden wants to spend more money. That'll make inflation worse. The Democrats have fallen back on whatever, you sexist racist. That's really where we are. I mean, and that's not just the idiot commentators. That's actually what the Democrat party. Oh, and January 6th, of course. Inflation's high. January 6th. That's what they do.
This is what the AP, the Associated Press, who's supposed to be the mainstream, right? We talked about how Reuters has kind of been captured over the firing of the guy who was sharing data surrounding BLM. This is what the Associated Press put out over the weekend. This is a direct headline to an article that they wrote. Republicans aiming to retake control of Congress have blamed Democrats for high inflation, expensive gas, migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, and violent crime. Now the baby formula shortage is becoming the GOP's latest attack on President Biden. Who else is to be blamed?
Yes, well, this is what I mean. Their counter-arguments.
People in power should be held accountable for screwing up everything.
Correct. This is, they're left with whatever, shut up, you stupid face. Like, they don't actually have an explanation for this that doesn't sound like they're effectively trying to hide from what has been done and the policies that they've pushed. Clay, do you want to take a call or two, by the way? I
was thinking. Let's do it. Let's take a couple.
Bo in Albany, New York. Bo, what have you got for us?
Hey, how are you? I'll try to be quick about this. I'm up in New York State. We have this thing called the SAFE Act that Governor Cuomo put in, okay, in the dark of the night, which was to make us so much more safer, okay? You can see it's not going to work. Evil was in the people's hearts, okay? We have the most restrictive gun law. Now Hochul's just talking about a magazine. Has nothing to do with it. Just like the black man that said on the news that they couldn't edit it because he said it's not the gun, it's the person behind the gun that was up there from Buffalo. Okay? You have the most restrictive gun laws. Now, I'm going to hit this real quick. In the aspect, you say how in other states you can defend somebody and stuff like that. In New York State, you have to retreat. You have to retreat before you engage anybody in your own home. There is no stand your ground law. There's none in New York State. So, God forbid, someone is going after one person next to me, I have to stand back. I can't defend them.
Okay? I'm not. Thank you for the call. I'm not an expert on New York law, but I want to make sure we get this, Buck, and then I'll let you probably know more about New York gun laws because you've tried to actually use guns and purchase them in the state before, and certainly New York City is a major outlier in terms of being able to have a concealed carry permit and whatnot. I want to make sure we mention this man's name. Aaron Salter was the Buffalo security guard, Buck, who, former Buffalo police officer, who tried to shoot this shooter. I believe the shooter was wearing body armor. But one of the things that I think is important is let's not in some way give all of the attention to the shooters in these mass shooting events, because what they want is attention. But let's make sure that we praise the true heroes who are standing up to these shooters. And in that Buffalo grocery store, that former Buffalo police officer, Aaron Salter, who was working as a security guard, probably saved many lives by returning fire at the shooter and helping to focus his attention potentially on him. Now, he lost his life, but I think we need to make Aaron Salter, that name, actually well-known in terms of the heroism that he showed as a security guard located in that venue.
My understanding of self-defense statutes in New York State is that there's a reasonableness requirement to defend yourself or others. It can expand to others in a lethal force situation. But there is the real issue is what will a prosecutor in New York do and how will a jury find? And that's where it's very different here than it would be in other places. So to the point about the hero that you brought up, he's obviously a security guard, but if somebody else, if another civilian had tried to stop that mass shooting, in that circumstance, I think they would have obviously had everybody backing them up. But there's usually, in a general legal sense, just a reasonable standard of use of deadly force required. So it's not at stand your ground law. So there are differences state to state. We'll take some more calls the next hour, Clay. And we've also got another great guest joining us, J.D. Vance of Ohio. We'll talk to him in just a little bit.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes, educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.